is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. It's finally Election Day, and many Americans are anxious, this voter in Wisconsin.
I woke up and I was crying this morning. I was in tears, and I feel like I'll be sick all day. I haven't been able to have breakfast, but I voted, and that's the most that I can do, right?
Correspondent Allison Keyes.
In Battleground, Wisconsin, this man says he turned out because that is what voters should do.
This is a very important election. It's everyone's civic duty to come and cast a ballot.
In Tarrytown, New York, this woman says she's concerned about getting men out of women's sports and
freedom of speech, democratic elections, cleaning up the food supply.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Kamala Harris did a series of radio interviews today here on WVEE.
The first office I ever ran for was freshman class representative at Howard University. And to go back tonight to Howard University, my beloved alma mater, and be able to hopefully, you know, recognize this day for what it is really, it's full circle for me.
Donald Trump voted earlier in Florida.
Everyone thinks Fox is so pro-Trump. They're not pro-Trump at all. They've put Oprah on all morning long. That's all I see is Oprah.
I'm Stacey Lynn. According to a White House official, President Biden and the First Lady will watch the election results in the White House residence tonight with longtime aides and senior White House staff. The president will receive regular updates on the state of races across the country.
Pennsylvania will be one of the states most closely watched, as we Weijia Jiang reports.
I'm hearing from poll workers, from volunteers, that the turnout is already on pace to break 2020's record, that they're seeing a lot of people who showed up early. Obviously, they're factoring in the mail-in ballot. So based on their data, believe that there is a lot of enthusiasm in this race, especially because it could all come down to Pennsylvania.
Overseas, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has fired his defense chief, as Linda Gradstein reports.
In a video statement, Netanyahu said that he and the defense minister, who was popular in Washington, disagreed on the management of Israel's war in Gaza and Lebanon and charged that Gallant made statements that contradicted cabinet decisions. He said these differences were affecting the military campaign.
Netanyahu made his foreign minister the new defense chief. There have been protests in Tel Aviv over the decision. On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day much higher, up 427 points, the NASDAQ higher as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. At a meeting last night, the Racine County Board passed a budget for next year. Coming in at just over $238 million, the budget for 2025 was approved with a vote of 13-4. Pleasant Prairie police say members of a Peruvian national organization were part of a bust at the outlet mall this week. A statement says village police got word that several thieves had left the Oshkosh outlet mall and were on their way to Kenosha County for another round of thefts. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the Leaders of Kenosha. All of those groups are giving rides. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers make a trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL trade deadline was today, and the Packers send Preston Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also pick up the tab on Smith's salary. The veteran linebacker, who's had his role reduced this season in Green Bay, turns 32 later this month. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's basketball team opened up their season last night with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A dreary and soggy day today, with scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmanwell. The Civic Media Network is all staffed up and ready to deliver all of tonight's election results on air and online. So plan to stay up to date on the latest results, beginning with the pregame at 6 and results from 8 until it all ends. You can hear it on the Civic Media app or on our sister station, AM 540 WAUK.
Yeah. York to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Brandy, you're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
girl.
closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. And Stuart, with Election Day here, let me ask you something.
All right.
Have you found during election season with certain people you have to be sure not to voice an opinion?
Is it okay with that? Every situation is going to be different. You know, I don't know.
You find yourself with some people saying, oh, I better not say this in front of that person.
Well, yeah, that's even an extra layer for me, because, I mean, if I'm out and about or if somebody recognizes me and they hear me, not that I do pipe off or anything, but, I just try and keep it to myself.
Here's a story I found, and this resonated with me because I find myself, as I get older, I find myself saying this more often, but the story reads like this. It says, it's easy to have an opinion on something like the war in Ukraine since evil Russia simply invaded a peaceful nation. But it says, what about having an opinion on Israel or Gaza or the U.S. border crossings or electric cars? If you don't have an opinion, it's okay. So says Richard Feynman, a famous physicist who said, did you know that it's actually possible for you to say, I don't know enough about this to have an opinion?
And yeah, I like that sentiment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I find myself, as I get older, I find myself saying that more and more. Rather than trying to make something up or whatever, I'll just say, you know, I really don't know enough about that to speak intelligently on it.
Oh, well, and that's the beauty of America. Nobody's making you do nothing.
Okay.
I
can just sit here and shut up is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can pay attention or you cannot pay attention. You can vote or you can't vote. You know, there are some places that they make you vote for living in their for being a citizen.
And there are some places where you can't.
Yeah, right.
So be happy we can. All right.
So I believe it was a wise TV show once that started off by saying you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have
the facts of life.
The facts of life, yeah.
All right.
Something to live by.
Polls are open till what, 8 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, right.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Transform your office with B&L Office Furniture, your go-to for premium workspace solutions. Create the perfect impression with seating options that suit every space, style, and budget. Ergonomic chairs for enhanced productivity. Sleek lobby seating that reflects your company's branding. Comfy couches for the employee lounge. The possibilities are endless. Whether it's new or refurbished, the dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff at B&L Office Furniture has you covered. Stop by today on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. You are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
After 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on WAUK at 5:40 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. All the rain we've had in the last couple of days, it looks like it's all coming to an end, probably about the time polls close tonight. Then mostly cloudy and a low of 43. Tomorrow partly sunny, 55.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
stays on my mind. Will you keep me thirsty for another cup of wine? I got it bad for you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay addicted and hope I can endure all the good love.
Hits WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Pleasant Prairie Police say members of a Peruvian national organization were part of a bust at the outlet mall this week.
A statement says village police got word that several thieves had left the Oshkosh Outlet Mall and were on their way to Kenosha County for another round of thefts. Police say they believe the three men arrested were part of a ring responsible for $55,000 in thievery across 18 states. The Republican National Committee conceded in court this morning that their allegations of restricted election observers in Milwaukee were incorrect. It followed a lawsuit filed yesterday. An RNC attorney stated that after checking with observers at various polling locations, they found no evidence of restrictions. The judge this morning expressed concern over the timing of the RNC's lawsuit. Voters looking to do some last-minute research can see their exact ballot through the My Vote Wisconsin website. The online tool provides voters with a complete list of races and candidates specific to their area. Live election coverage starts at 6 on our sister station, 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dreary and soggy day today, with scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brit Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Just gotta be strong to stop, 'cause I really
and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, get the birthday cake out. Put 77 candles on for Peter Noon, the singer of Herman's Hermits, is 77 today.
There's a kind of hush.
You win.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, this past Sunday, my wife and I had a chance to go see Little Women over at the Racine Theater Guild. Still one more weekend for the play, and Doug Instanis is here from the Theater Guild. Doug, how do we get tickets?
Call the box office at 262-633-4218, or you can go online at www.racinetheater.org and order tickets. Our top ticket price is $22.
It's the best deal in town. My wife and I have been saying this for years, that you can't, for a bang for your buck, you can't do better than the Racine Theater Guild.
Yeah, we try to keep it affordable for families to come, and we hope everybody will come and bring their families.
All right, Doug Instanis from the Racine Theater Guild, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hints from the Rolling Stones on WRJN. Election Day 2024. Polls are open until 8. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
See you.